Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor, thanks, and appreciation belongs to only one, and that is the true and the living Elohim, the mighty, mighty Yahweh. Yahweh, who is he? He is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of three black men, what happens to be our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is our King, our Rock, our Savior, and Redeemer, and beside him, there is none else. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh that he has blessed us to be on. Even though we're on a little later, we praise the mighty Yahweh that he has allowed us to be back on this broadcast. Because today, despite this broadcast being late, this broadcast subjects today is going to be mighty great. You don't want to miss it. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And the way we'll start this off, we'll have a song giving praise to the Most High, as we normally do. And what better song can I think of to play?
Oh, Heavenly Father, how great thou art.
He made the trees so high, and the mountains.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Praise the mighty Yahweh. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I am the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We collectively at the House of Israel of Atlanta, which have been truly blessed, praise the true and living Creator for this broadcast, for it is the beautiful brothers and sisters of the House of Israel of Atlanta and all of our beautiful brothers and sisters across the world who is part of the great congregation in Atlanta. We love you and we welcome you to this great broadcast. Even if you're in another country or state of our people, you're our brothers and sisters. We're as one. And today, the song that I just played is very appropriate for the subject matter that we're going to be discussing today. Because today, we're going to be speaking of the glory of Yahweh. It's important that we speak of the glory of the true and living Elohim. Some of you all may ask, what do you mean, or what do the scriptures mean, Brother Elkanah, concerning the glory of Yahweh? Well, the glory of Yahweh is one of the greatest things of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding we could ever learn in this book. For the glory of Yahweh is so magnificent that everyone that remains in the world in the latter days that will live forever, everyone in some way, shape, or form will be affected by the glory of Yahweh. Well, it's so important about this broadcast that we're talking about today that we got to go in the book of Psalms, the 138th chapter. Would you join me? Psalms, the 138th chapter. And let's see what it says about the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. In Psalms, the 138th chapter, it says in the first verse, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the Elohims will I sing praise unto thee. In other words, before the Elohims, before the Creator himself, I will sing praise to Yahweh. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Yahweh, when thy hear the words, and they hear the words of thy mouth. Yeah, they shall sing in the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yahweh. Though Yahweh be high, yet has he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Yahweh will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Yahweh, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. That's why it's so great to give glory and praise to the mighty Yahweh. This great glory, as I mentioned earlier, this great glory of our Creator, everyone would experience. The proud that this scripture speaks of, or the enemies of the Most High, oh, they're going to experience it as well. We're going to experience this glory of this great King, and I do mean not just great King, but the greatest King there is. For instance, let me show you who is truly the King of glory. Go to Psalms, the 24th chapter. Go to Psalms, chapter 24. Let's see what it says concerning this great King, the mighty Yahweh himself. In Psalms 24, this is what it says, starting at the first verse. It says, "The earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from Yahweh and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yaakov, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Ooh, that's so powerful, brothers and sisters. The King of glory is going to come in. Who is the King of glory? Yahweh strong and mighty. Yahweh mighty in battle. Then it says, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is the King, this King of glory? Yahweh of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Right here it says, Selah. In other words, who is this King of glory? Well, we just seen what it means. The King of glory is going to come in. The King of glory is strong and mighty, especially in battle, especially in war. When you come up against his people, this great King will come up against you. Because, y'all, Yahweh and him alone is the only one that we're to lift our heads up to praise and to honor and to give glory, because he is our maker. The word, the Hebrew word for glory comes from the Hebrew word kabod. Kabod. Let me tell you what kabod means. It means weight in a good sense, splendor, copiousness, gloriously, honorable, magnificent. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear those words? Wealth. These are the root words of kabod. Kabod itself comes from kabod, which means to be heavy, to honor. Just like when Yah said, to honor your mother and father, that your days may be long upon the earth, which Yahweh, thy Elohim, giveth thee. It comes from the same word, his honor, his glory. And we find that Yahweh is so great, and his glory is so great, that Yahweh himself has even said that he will glorify us when we glorify him. Now, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you an example of one that was near and dear to the Creator named Moses. And we all that have eyes and can see, and ears and can hear, and know who the Creator is, and know who his son is, Israel. One of his great sons was Moses. Well, Moses asked, and this is one of the most confusing things that ministers, theologians, rabbis and rabbis and all the leaders of people who were never given the words of the true and living Creator, they themselves can't even figure this out. They don't know what it means. They say, well, you can't really see the Creator's face, that you will die. That's a lie. Some of them say, you can't even pronounce his name. But if you can't pronounce his name, how can you give glory to his name unless you know his name? Pray unto his name. Honor his great name. How can you take the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, in vain and you don't know it? So therefore, let us get wisdom. Let me show you what I mean. Let me show you what Moses asked the Creator in the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter. Let's go there. Let's go to Exodus, the 33rd chapter. And, of course, I highly recommend that if you don't have a Bible, that you please get you one, because it's totally necessary at this very minute that you have a Bible, that you have some scriptures, that you can truly understand the words of our true and living Elohim, especially if you are not familiar with this. And it's recorded in Exodus, the 33rd chapter. And, of course, by the way, we want to tell everybody right now, right this second, how much we love and appreciate all of our faithful listeners. We praise the mighty Yahweh for you, my brothers and sisters. This broadcast came on a little late. We're going to have to go off at the exact same time we normally do. So what we're going to do, and especially if you have any questions, any comments, and I praise the mighty Yahweh that people have already called in and ready to for a question or a comment, it's important and very necessary. If you'd like to make a comment, if you have a question, all you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number 1, and what we'll do is we'll put your question or your comment on the air. It's necessary because of sometimes of the technical difficulties of us getting your question or you putting in the number 1. So the earlier you put it in, believe you me, the better, so that you would be ready to give your comment or your question, because we want to hear from you. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we thank you for being patient. We thank you for being conscientious to keep trying, even when we do come on late or when we do have technical difficulties. We just want you all to know across the world, we love you all. And in the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter, my goodness, look at what the true and the living Elohim has to say in his scriptures concerning his word. Let me show you what Moses asked the true and living creator about his glory. This is what it says in the 17th verse. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Isn't that something? Show me thy glory. And I'm going to tell you, I praise Yah. I have to give credit where it's due. A late great prophet of the true and living Elohim, who was on earth about approximately 4 years ago, he passed. His name was Moray Elisha Israel. Elisha was truly a man of Elohim, a true prophet of the Most High, a great man, a man who Yah showed things to. And to give credit where it's due, the brother, beyond a shadow of a doubt, proved what this glory was. I never heard, out of all my years of teaching, no one bring this forth at all, period. And he explained it to the bone. And he showed that no matter what the theologians say, not even what the concordance says, the Creator blessed this brother to be able to explain exactly what this means. Now, let's understand the word that is given for this glory is recorded in the Hebrew word in the concordance as kabod, kabod, splendor, compiousness. In other words, if you didn't have the wisdom, the exclusive wisdom of the true and living Elohim, there's no way in the world you would have known, or I myself, in which I'm about to explain, would have ever known what this really means. It would have truly took a man of Elohim to be able to explain these things. And I'm here to tell you, praise the mighty Yahweh, Yahweh will never leave his people without a prophet. He will never leave his people without a man of Elohim that can explain it. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that he has allowed Moray Elisha to grace this earth to teach me as my teacher, my former teacher. Yah rest his soul. Because even in the definition in the concordance, it doesn't even show that glory means light. It doesn't show it. But when you read the words of the true and living Elohim, you know that's exactly what type of splendor, that's exactly what type of compiousness, that's exactly what type of glory and heavy weight that this means. This magnificence. This magnificence, one of the most magnificent things of our Creator that we're going to learn today, is the light that proceeds from his face. Now, how do we know that? In Exodus, the 33rd chapter, my people, and anyone else that want to know the truth, let's see. Moses asked the Creator, right here in the 18th verse, he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. In other words, how would Moses even know that Yahweh was withholding something as splendid and magnificent and glorious as this? Because he's had a relationship where he spoke to the Creator face to face as a man
speaketh unto his friend. To the extent that when his brother and his sister came up against him when he married an Ethiopian woman, the Creator quickly came down from heaven in a pillar of a cloud and stood at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, according to Numbers, the 12th chapter, and rebuked Miriam and Aaron. And he cursed Miriam and turned her white as leprous as snow. And this is what the Creator is letting us know right here. Just how dear Moses had to be to the Creator. Because he said in the 19th verse of Exodus 33, I will make all my goodness pass by thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Ooh. Hallelujah. Isn't that magnificent, brothers and sisters? Isn't that splendid that the Creator was going to bless Moses in this manner? Well, that's what he did. And he said something that the theologians, the line preachers, and none of them could figure out. This is what he said in the 20th verse. Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory pass by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And this was baffling to the theologians. This was baffling to the line preachers and so-called reverends and bishops. None of them could explain this. Only a man of Elohim could ever do such a thing. And praise Yah. Not even a Jewish man and his concordance. So don't trust in the concordance. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Let the concordance be a guidebook, because that's all it is to me. It's a guidebook. It gives you words and it shows you what these words are. But if the spirit of the meaning is not in the spirit of the word of Yahweh, then you're to cast it off. To cast it off. Yahweh loves lights. And when his glory, he said, it shall come to pass while my glory pass by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Well, if you don't have wisdom of the true and living Elohim, you would go to Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, which I want you to go to right now, and you wouldn't understand, after reading these verses in the world, what they're saying. For in Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, look what the Creator told us in the 10th verse. It says, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face, and all the signs and wonders which Yah sent to him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to his servants, and all his land, and all that mighty hand, and all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Not only that, not only to this law and testimony that you're reading, in Numbers 12 that I mentioned earlier, the Creator clearly lets us know that Moses saw his face. Look what he said in Numbers 12 when Miriam and Aaron spoke against him. And he came down in the pillar of the cloud in the fifth verse and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold." In other words, he's going to see it. Moses is going to behold his shape, his form, his similitude. And when he speaks to him, it says he will speak to him even apparently. Look up the word, brother and sister, and anyone else. That means he would appear. You will see him. Not in dull speeches. And Yah let us know in the testimony, why, wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The Creator came down from heaven, y'all. He came down from heaven to straighten this matter out. That's how special this man was. When a man is close to the Creator, he's dealing with him like he did Moses. "Why were you not afraid," Yah said, "to speak against him?" And the anger of Yah was kindled against him, and he departed. In other words, and then, of course, in the 10th verse, he let you know that Aaron had to plead for Miriam because he turned Miriam leprous. As white as snow. That's what the scriptures say. So in other words, y'all, a hint to the wise should be sufficient. The Creator, when we go back to the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter, the Creator clearly lets us know that truly Moses, even though it says, "No man can see my face and live," Moses saw his face. But what was he really saying? See, he was really saying, "No man can see my face for as long as my glory is being passing by. As long as my glory passed by. As long as my light shines from my countenance, my face, in which all of us, brothers and sisters, all of us, should desire that light." Do you understand? Because that light is so great, it will blind you. That's why Yah covered him and said, "You see my back parts." It wasn't that Moses never saw his face, because Moses sat in the mercy seat, saw his face anytime he went in. And when he did pass by and showed him his face, the scriptures record that ever since that time, go to Exodus 34, and I'll show you what I mean. In Exodus, the 34th chapter, it lets us know in the 29th verse, when Moses had received the 10 commandments from the true and living Elohim, and all you got to do is read the previous verse, it lets you know in the 28th verse that he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. And he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, which most of these churches don't even know. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from Mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone, meaning it shined so bright while it glowed while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation, and returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them commandment, all that Yah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. In other words, the Creator had to put a veil on Moses' face because his face was so shiny that he was scaring everybody. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off. Until he came out. Yahweh literally spoke to this great man face to face. And he came out and spoke unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. So he had to wear that veil basically for the rest of his life, because as a result of him asking to see that great glory, that great light that made Moses' face shine, glow from the glory of Yahweh, he had to wear that veil. But when he went in, it wasn't necessary. He was speaking to him face to face because his glory wasn't shining from Yah's face. That's how you know this was a momentous moment. This was a monumental moment. And Yahweh allowed Moses to experience this without killing him. Because if that light had a shine on Moses, if that light had a, if he'd have looked in his face while that light was shining, then he would have died. That light is, I don't know how many times greater than the sunlight. My goodness. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And right now, let me show you furthermore about this glory. I want you to go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 43, speaking of the glory of Elohim. Ezekiel 43. And as I mentioned, in just a few minutes, we're going to open the phone lines in the time that we have left. So if you have a question or a comment, it's best that you give us a call right now, because we would love to hear from you. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air because we want to hear from you, brothers and sisters. Praise the mighty Yahweh. In Ezekiel chapter 43, we find, starting at the first verse, look what it says. Afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. And behold, the glory of the Elohim of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. Oh, my goodness. Right here, we see the great testimony of this great light that we all want to one day experience. Believe you me. And it's amazing that our people is worshiping a God that the white man gave them, Christ of the New Testament, a God that nobody never had to run because he had been around the Creator and had been in heaven. All the times he told about he went up into heaven, as the writings say of Marcion and the Piso family and the ink pen of the men that were around the Council of Nicaea, when they made these lies up that our people to this day have been told is the gospel. My people, we're witnessing now, right here, that the Creator's letting us know that that glory made the earth to shine. And then, let's keep reading, because look what it says in the fourth and fifth verse. It says, and the glory of Yahweh came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. Now, let's see as a result of this great glory of Yahweh filling the house. Let's see what happened. In order for us to see, we're going to keep reading, because it says that the glory filled the house. And it says in the very next chapter, let's go there. Let's go to Ezekiel 44. It says in the fourth verse, then brought he me the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh, and I fell upon my face. My goodness. In other words, because nobody could see anything, when the glory of Elohim fills a place, that light. Go to Ezekiel, the 10th chapter. Ezekiel, the 10th chapter. Let's see what the true and living Elohim has to say. Ezekiel, the 10th chapter. We're going to read starting at the fourth verse. It says, then the glory of Yahweh went up from the cherub and stood upon over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of Yahweh's glory. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. In other words, the brightness of the glory of Yahweh. Y'all, let me show you that you truly, me and you, and I hope all of our people whom he choose, that one day we will experience the great glory of Yahweh. Look what he said. Look what he said in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, right before we open these phone lines. Look what he said. And we want to hear from you. All you got to do is hit the number one. We'll put your question or your comment on the air before we go off the air. He says, in the 18th verse, he said, violence. In Isaiah 60, verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for the brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. See, listen, again. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither the brightness, for the brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim thy glory. See, this is only for the righteous, brothers and sisters. These blessings only belong to those that fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For these are people who have thrown A-L-L-H in the garbage can where he belongs. These are people and recipients that are blessed, that's going to learn to put Christ, J-C, of the Christ of the New Testament, J-E-S-U-S, Yeshua, or Yahushua, throw him in the garbage, in the ground, and bury it and burn it, because these are going to be recipients of the ones who's got a vision to see the glory of your Elohim. Just like Moses, when his glory passed by, I want to be around when this glory is shining on earth. Don't you? Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. In other words, the moonlight, it withdraws its light. When you look at the word withdraw, it means to wane. In other words, that's how we determine our months. The word months come from moon. Not moon don't come from months. The months come from the moon. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw thyself. For Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. All the days of our sorrows is over. Thy people also shall all be righteous. Did you see that? Did you hear it? Thy people also shall be all righteous. No more scammers. No more liars. No more schemers of our people. People that don't want to change. People that don't appreciate the glory of Yahweh, his great lights. Because Yahweh loves lights. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Oh my goodness. See, these are the people in which Yah is going to be glorified. Let me show you what I mean. Right before we open these lines up at approximately 5 o'clock sharp p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment, or if you enjoyed the Sabbath day, if you enjoyed the word of the true and living Elohim, give him glory. Give your Elohim the glory that he deserves, the praise and the honor and the thanks that he deserves. Well, you can do it on this broadcast. You can give him glory. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment or your glorification of Yahweh on the air, because we want to hear from you. And meanwhile, in the book of Isaiah, we find in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah that the true and living Elohim is going to show us that, guess what? He's going to talk about his glory again. Look what he said. But this is a different, hear me good, brothers and sisters, this is a different type of glory. This is a different type of glory. Matter of fact, this is a glory that's going to be a light. The glory that's going to be a light. These are going to be little lights in the earth that's going to live before their Elohim in righteousness. That he prophesied and said that these are going to be people that is going to glorify him. He said in the 15th verse, I'll show you, Isaiah 66 verse 15, for behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by my sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and glorify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination. My goodness. That's deep. He said, and the mouse shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. Look at this. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Y'all, who is he talking about in this chapter? Well, let's see. Go to Isaiah 53 and let's see. Let's see this glory he's talking about. He said, he told us in the third verse of Isaiah 43, for I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopian Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, woo, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And we've been taught that he just got one son, one begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. These lives have been glorified, but right now he's being magnified by the truth. We're his sons and his daughters. We're the ones that were scattered from north, east, south, and west. And he said, even in the seventh verse of Isaiah 43, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yeah. I have made him. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Y'all said, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my what? You notice it says, I created him for my glory. Y'all, listen. It comes from the same word. Because, why? Because they represent his magnificence. They're going to be bragging on how great he is. You know what disgusts me to my bones? into my guts is when I hear people glorifying JC, glorifying Uncle Al, glorifying someone who they thought died for their sin, magnifying him as if he's someone special. But as the scriptures lets us know in the Psalms let us know that the only one that the righteous will glorify, even King David, who said it himself, he said, the only one that I'm going to glorify in the great congregation of the true and living Elohim is Yahweh Elohim himself. Just read Psalm 71, verse 16 and verse 15. Read it when he said, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof, because I'm going to go in the strength of Yahweh Elohim. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Hallelujah. And I know that's right, because that's exactly the way I feel. I'm only going to magnify his righteousness and his only. In other words, all of those of that keep and fear and keep his commandments, it's a blessing. The reason why I mentioned Moses is because he was a righteous man. He made a mistake. He made a mistake because the people had aggravated his spirit, and he wind up hitting the rock instead of obeying the commandment by speaking to it and glorifying Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, just letting you know that the glory of Yahweh is great. It's so great that two men lost their life when they did not glorify the Creator. Let me tell you, lastly, before we open that line up, and we want to hear from you, because we're only going to be going to a few minutes afterwards. So if you have a question or comment, we want to hear from you. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. If you want to magnify Yahweh, call that number. Hit the number one. If you just want to say, thank you, Yahweh, call that number. Hit the number one. Glorify your Elohim. Magnify his great name. Exalt him that is extolled on high. While you have breath in your nostrils, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So let us, all of us that he's given breath to, let us praise him. Leviticus, the 10th chapter. Look what happened in the testimony when Yah's glory is at stake. When he feels that we're violating his glory. This is what he said. He said in the 10th chapter of Leviticus, the first verse, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not. See, all you got to do is read Exodus 30. Because when you read Exodus, the 30th chapter, it explains only the composition that the Creator commanded was to be put on his altar. But they put something different. And the word is used as strange. Put strange fire. And there went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that Yahweh spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. Oh my goodness. Did you feel those words that the Creator said? And Aaron held his peace. Aaron just lost two of his sons. My goodness. Yah said, I will be glorified. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, in other words, did you know this is the same Hebrew word for honor? When Yahweh told us to honor and commanded us to honor our mother and our father, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Did you know that this is the exact same word that came from the root word of kabod? The root word kabod, of his splendor and magnificence and weight and gloriousness and wealth, come from the Hebrew word kabod, which means to honor. The same word. That's why Yah said in Malachi, he said, look, if I be a father, where is my honor? If I be the master, where is my fear? Praise the mighty Yah. Where's my reverence? Because great is the glory of the mighty Yahweh. Right now, we're opening the phone lines up. Brothers and sisters, all you got to do in the few minutes that we have left, because we're going to try to get everybody, we're going to try to get everyone. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We want to put your question or your comment on the air. If you want to glorify Yahweh, here's your time. While we have breath in our nostrils, praise the mighty Yahweh. And right now, we're going straight to area code 678. Area code 678. Shalom. Shalom. You are on the air.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh,
praise
shalom,
the mighty Yahweh.
I didn't know
the
idea. Was... Yes, that's right. How you doing?
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Well, I called to glorify Yah because, like you said, you know, he didn't even have to allow us to wake up this day. And I want to praise the mighty Yah that he did, and praise the mighty Yah that I am anticipating looking out this evening for the sign for the new moon. I praise the mighty Yah that he have it in my spirit to want to look and do what he says do. And no matter who it goes against, I want to serve Yah. You know, sometimes it be a lonely road, but, you know, you do what Yah say do and everything going to work out. You know, I'm just sorry that or feel bad that I was not able to teach my children this as they grew up. But I praise Yah now that at least I can set examples. And I praise Yah for all that he has given me, the family that I came from. Whether we agree or disagree, it's still my family. But, you know, I'm going to move on anyway. And I praise the mighty Yah. And I just want to thank
praise
you for coming on
Yahweh.
Anyway, this program.
Praise the mighty Yahweh for you coming on this broadcast. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for that great magnification of the true and living Elohim. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we had a wonderful time yesterday.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Praise Yah. It was wonderful. Every Sabbath it gets better and better. I just wish more of our people would, you know, Yah's people would come and honor him by doing what he says do. Hallelujah.
I know that's right. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Praise Yah. Well, sister, I'm so glad that you called, and I'm glad you magnify Yahweh, and you can say anything else you'd like to say. And I praise Almighty Yahweh for you, because you and your husband have been a light to our people, have been a light of patience and waiting for marriage. And I praise the mighty Yahweh, because truly we're blessed to have you and your husband, Shimshon, at the House of Israel of Atlanta. I just want you to know that.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Moray. And I just want to, whenever there's an invitation to praise Yah, I mean, I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump and try to be the first one to raise my hands to honor and give the Most High his glory. The same way if he tell us to line up and it's time for us to go, I'm trying to be in that line somewhere listening for direction to march on. So the same way that you call out, we don't never know when that call is coming or how it's going to come, but we better get in the habit of jumping. And when we hear the Most High tell us something, we just want to start jumping or doing what we're supposed to do, and he'll let us know what we're supposed to do next. So I praise Yah for the teachings that you give, for coming straight out of our book, you know, the Holy Scripture of Yah, and I pray that Yah continue to bless you and your queen, my sister Yanis. I love you all dearly, and my sister and my brothers who are in the law, I pray that Yah continue to bless many more of my family members to listen and to do and to come and just submit ourselves to the mighty words of the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, well said. And praise Yah. Me and my wife, we're going to be looking for that sign as well, even though we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that tomorrow will be the first day of the 11th month of the year, and we praise the mighty Yah that we're going to be having our new moon service at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I can, if Yah's will and I'm breathing, you can rest assured that we're going to have a great exaltation of the true and living Creator. We're going to go over this ban that President Trump, Pharaoh Trump, has had on these seven countries. I don't know if you read about the seven countries that he put a ban on, that other people cannot even enter into this country. And I noticed something very significant about these nations that he put in this ban. And we're going to go over that and some more mighty powerful things in these last days in the teachings tomorrow at the new moon service for the true and living Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta, where we'll be on live, of course, Yah's will, at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also live on YouTube and Facebook. Live YouTube and Facebook. I just wanted to say that, sister, while you was on, because you had mentioned how you said you're going to be looking for the sign. Me and my wife are too. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. May you live forever and stay healthy, sister.
Oh, Moray, wait a minute. Shimshon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Giving praise to the mighty Yah. It's been a wonderful program. And I just want to let you know that we do appreciate you, and I tell you, seems like that the some of us, the more educated that we get, the further away from the Creator we get.
Tell the
and I really enjoyed your program, and I tell you, we're coming together, but not like we really should.
You're right.
And,
we got more we got to work on. You're right.
Yeah, and I really love you all, and I really appreciate you. And I'll tell you, the things that you said about Maria Alicia is absolutely true. I know. I was there. I also sat under him, just like I sit under you. And I want to let you know that I do appreciate you.
Well, praise Yahweh, brother. I consider that an honor from an elder like yourself. And I love you as well. Stay strong as you are. And may the Holy One of Israel bless you and your queen to be married and living healthy forever. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. My goodness, wasn't that great? Wasn't that magnificent? And in the few minutes we have left, we want to hear from you as well. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And as I mentioned earlier, since we're talking about the glory of Yahweh, if you just want to call to give Yahweh his glory and his honor while we breathe, you feel free to do so. All you do is after you call that number, hit that number one, we'll put your question, your comment, or your glorification of Yahweh on the air. And right now we're going straight to another area code, 678. Area code 678, Shalom. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, More.
Shalom, my sister. How you doing, Elder Naomi?
I am doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah, and that's why I called, to give praise,
yes,
glory, and honor to the Most High Yahweh, I Elohim. I am so grateful to know who I am and whose,
yes,
I am. I am grateful,
yeah,
that we have a man of Elohim teaching us his words, and he has a wonderful wife to keep him up. Praise the mighty Yah. It's just
praise
wonderful.
Praise the mighty Yah.
And I enjoy hearing my sister and my brother-in-law speak, and I hope and pray that although we know this is the 30th day, we'll see his sign anyway. Cause I'll
I know
be going
that's
out.
Right.
I'll be going out. And I just want to say we had a wonderful Sabbath, as usual.
Yes.
I have, my battery is full, and I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to go. Praise God to Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise God to Yahweh. You ain't kidding. We had a wonderful time. The choir sounds absolutely wonderful. We miss our beloved brother, Elder Mordecai. We,
yes,
missed him tremendous. We sure enough miss Ashira, so we praying,
yes,
that the Most High will bring the whole choir back in full circle with the seven that in the choir.
Yes, sir. I pray Yah will bring our sister back because she told me she was working on a song for me, and I'm waiting on it. I pray the Most High Yah, she will be able to give me that song and teach it to me.
Praise Yah. Okay, well, that's what she sure did say that, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She did. She said she's working on one that you would definitely be the one that would be the main person in that song. And with the beautiful voice you got, praise Yah, we can't wait for it. Just can't wait till Yah bless her, be his holy will, that it be soon, if it be his holy will. We're praying for our sister. We thank Yahweh for her. We thank Yahweh for you. We thank Yahweh for your entire family, sister. And I praise Yah for the comments made today.
Isn't it wonderful for us to be grateful for and to pray for one another? Because that's what I did. I prayed for all Israel at our noon prayer. And, you know,
yes, ma'am.
I'm just waiting. I ask Yah to circumcise my heart and my spirit, to bless me with a righteous spirit so that I can always do what he wants us to do and to bless me with his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because in blessing me, I may be able to help somebody else that don't see, or, you know, by my actions or by my words. You know, I just want,
yeah,
to be used the way Yah wants me to be used in his righteousness.
I know that's right, sister. Praise the mighty Yahweh. That's what all of us should want, is to be used by Yahweh and be his slaves, be his servants, as we,
yes,
are. Praise Yah. And it was great hearing from you, my sister. Praise
and
Yah.
Great hearing you teach today's lesson. I love you and my beautiful sister, Yanice. And Yahweh and I will see y'all at the new moon service.
Praise the mighty Yah. I know that's right. Praise the mighty Yahweh, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, okay, Queen?
Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty, mighty Yahweh. As I said earlier, brothers and sisters, we're going to be having our new moon service tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from those of you all that are out of the state or out of the country and cannot attend, we're going to be live on YouTube and Facebook at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live with the worship service of the true and living Elohim as he commanded us to keep the new moon. It's important that you see the words that I'm going to read right now so that you that are learning and you that just want to be reinforced in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, the Creator told us something that we should never forget. He commanded us a prophecy that will take place, and tomorrow we are already ahead because the only new moon is the new moon of the light that Yah brings forth and the crescent light. How do we know it? It says in Isaiah, the 66th chapter and the 23rd verse, "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another," that word, new moon to another, "and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, said Yahweh." That same word, brothers and sisters, is the Hebrew word kodesh, which means to renew, to repair, to rebuild. Any of the light of the moon's cycle or the moon's lunation or the moon's revolution that anyone is going by beyond the crescent light, which is in harmony with to rebuild. You're not rebuilding a light, as he said in Genesis 1 verse 14, that he gave us lights for signs, seasons, days, and years. You're not rebuilding a light when the light is waning, when the light is withdrawing, as it says in Isaiah 60. When that light is going out, that's not a new moon, because the new moon is supposed to rebuild itself, renew itself, repair itself. That light renews itself. That's why it gets bigger and bigger when it's that crescent light on the right. That is the sign when we see it today. That two things. First of all, that it's going to be the 30th day of the month, meaning the last day of the month at evening. This, since we didn't see it yesterday, because it'll either come every 29 or 30 days. But when we witness it, Yah's will, if we're able to see through the haziness and the clouds that we have here in Georgia, I don't know about you all, brothers and sisters, all across the world. Let me put this out there right now. If you've never looked for the sign of the new moon, because that's what Yah said in Isaiah again, excuse me, Genesis 1, verse 14. He said he made lights in the heavens. He said, "Let there be lights," with an S, "in the heavens to divide the day from the night." Read the 14th verse of Genesis 1. And it's going to say, "And let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years." Today, the sign that tomorrow morning, when the break of dawn, today we're hoping to see that sign. So if you're in Texas, Jamaica, London, England, because we have listeners and watchers from all over the world, and we praise Yah, if you're able to see that sign from wherever you are, because some of you all may have already passed that time that you would have seen the sign, that sign is a sign. That light is a sign that tomorrow is the first day of the 11th moon cycle of Yahweh, the 11th lunation, the 11th beginning of his new moon. It shall come to pass that from one new light to another, I could say that because that's what he called it in Genesis 1, verse 14. And you have people that don't even acknowledge the light and the glory of Yahweh as they should. Because, brothers and sisters, before we close out, the heavens declare the glory of Yahweh. Lastly, in Psalms 19, verse 1, one of the greatest chapters that magnifies the law and states in the seventh verse that is perfect, in the first verse it says, the heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Did you see that? And by the way, this is the same Hebrew word, kabod, the same Hebrew word, brothers and sisters, that means, kabod. Kabod, the very word that Moses asked to see his face. And he said, he asked to see his glory. He asked to see his light that proceeded from his face. What Yah said, if any man see my face, he cannot live. No man shall see my face and live. But the truth is, that means as long as that light shines from his countenance. That's what that means. But even the heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his hand at work. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Them, as he said, a tabernacle for the sun. Hallelujah. My goodness, the heavens even declare the lights of the Most High. They declare it. Day unto day it utters speech. Night unto night it's showing us knowledge. When we see that great light, it gives dates for feast days. Before we were ever born, he made them for his festivals. Oh, my goodness. For that light today that we'll see, if it be his will, it sets the pace for his dates, for us to meet with him. And tomorrow, we will obey our Yahweh by having his day of the new moon service. Praise be to the mighty Yah. I know I had to say this. I had to read this. I had to glorify Yahweh myself. And so, therefore, praise Yahweh for all the beautiful callers, all of those that waited patiently, all of those that I didn't get a chance to get to because we were glorifying the Almighty. I love you. I praise Yahweh for you. And we want to hear from you. And hopefully we'll get you on next week. But in the meantime, as I mentioned, tomorrow we'll be live from the House of Israel of Atlanta with the new moon service of the true and living Elohim at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to join us. If you're out of the state, if you're in the state, praise your Elohim. Come and worship him. Every Sabbath day at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Holy Convocation of the True and Living Elohim live on YouTube and Facebook. Just like tomorrow, we'll be live, Yah's will, on YouTube and Facebook, as well as this broadcast today, every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is call 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, brothers and sisters, we love you, and we want you to know Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom, shalom.
Go. Yeah. Go hard. Turn up. But yeah, let's go. We gotta go hard. I gotta go H-A-R-D until the Lord Yahweh flows through my arteries. I will go even harder when it's in the heart of me. For all my iniquities, this is all he's charging me to go hard. We gotta go H-A-R-D for people speaking harshly, cause they know hardly about the Lord Yahweh, which is the Almighty. They will be heavenly afflicted if they take them lightly. So go hard. For Yahweh, who alone is Elohim, he is greatly to be feared, not lightly to be esteemed. He oppresses and redeems whosoever that he please. Go. Either go hard or you don't, there is no in between. Go hard. We gotta be keen on being clean. Don't fiend for any drug. I fiend for understanding. See, we didn't go hard. That's the reason we've been marred and been scarred. Y'all will bring us up to par if we take charge and go hard. Even in the land of America, we always is preparing us for the day that he would carry us out of this land into the land of our own. But if you don't go hard, then go. You won't go home.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that go
hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, to the upright. We gotta go hard, but it ain't no need to be uptight. If you tryna go hard for Yahweh, then me and you are alike. The people of the darkness should go hard for the great light. The Lord, Yah is the fight. To the wise and sufficient, Yah is purging out the rebels in the lands of affliction. I send the prayer up and watch the blessings come down. Going hard for Yahweh in my enemy's town. Our fathers didn't go hard, they was only false witnesses. Now we in a predicament. We are blessed for being a righteous, cause we follow out our own hearts. Rebellion is our indictment. Yahweh is my rock, so I gotta go hard just like it. I gotta control my spirit in a time of enticement. If we wanna go back to Zion, then we gotta stay on guard. Be bold as a lion, only lion can sharpen up iron.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Up the ghost, he is my shield and my hope. Your idols can't come close. I'm going alone to get alone, but I don't do this for a show. No, this is not an act. Yahweh's laws is intact. Those that don't deal slack, they will never lack. The way of Yahweh keep me on the right track. I write songs unto Yah in the form of a rap. I gotta go hard in my diet. We should all try it. No respect to persons and never deal bias. Never hate your brother in your heart or be a liar. In Isaiah 58, the only fast that is required. Don't talk about it, be about it. Go hard for the creator of the world. Israel should go hard for its maker. Yahweh is the only savior, and he's standing alone. So you better go hard if you wanna go home.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard,
go hard.
I do.